Welcome to another edition of the Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Cadavy, and on Friday night, the Scott City Beavers headed northwest to take on the Colby Eagles with district title implications as well as league championship implications on the line. It would turn out to be a classic game that went back and forth there and would go through two overtimes. Unfortunately for the Beavers, it was the Colby Eagles who would win it 28-20. But man, what a game it was. The fans were treated to a great exhibition of football there on Friday night at Colby's Denon Field. We start off here with Colby actually receiving to begin the ball game after Scott City deferred to the second half. Colby would get an 11-play drive on their opening series. They would convert a fourth down on their first series, even in their own territory at the 37-yard line. It looked like maybe Calvin Stapp had a knee down just shy of the 35. The officials did not see it, and they had the better view, of course, but play resumed, and Scott City would give up a third down conversion. But on their next fourth down, the Beavers would step up on the defense with their only sack of the night.
This is the 11th play of this drive for Colby. They've converted one fourth down, but this one fourth and three from the 46 of Scott City. Half diamond formation, play fake as Myers rolls with left under pressure. Goodman is going to bring him down all the way back at the 42-yard line of Colby. That is a loss on the play of about 12 yards and a big sack by the senior Goodman. Turnover on downs.
Cale Goodman recorded his first sack of the year in the process, and the Beavers took over at the Colby 42-yard line with 7:39 to go first quarter, no score. The Beavers put together a really nice drive to start off here. They had not scored on their opening drive since week four at Ulysses. They were in prime position to get the score on their opening drive, but once again, turnovers, which have been a big story of the season for Scott City, coming back to haunt them inside the Eagle 10-yard line.
Sixth play of the drive, second and 10, Scott City at the Colby 12. No score, 4:38 to go first quarter. Cale Goodman, motion from left to right, a big toss right side to Winterland. Cuts it up, now bounces outside inside the 10, spins his way, and now the ball comes out late, and Colby has it at the 4-yard line. Winterland was back pedaling, and then looks like a late flag on the play. Colby and Scott City, for the third straight week on their opening series, are in the first quarter, fumble inside their opponent 10.
After half a distance of the goal penalty on the Eagles, they started at their own 2-3-yard line. No score with about 4:23 to go first quarter. They would actually get a first down to about the 15-yard line. And then on their first down series, the Beavers would pick up their first fumble recovery of the year, finally deep in Eagle territory.
First and 10, Colby at their own 16, no score. 3 minutes to go first quarter, handoff right side to right, and he made
fumble.
Ball comes out late, and Scott City has the ball. They have their first fumble recovery of the year at the Colby 12-yard line.
Could Scott City score points off of turnovers and take advantage of a really short field? The answer would be yes. It would only take two plays and a little under a minute for Scott City to get the first points of the night late in the first quarter.
Been a fast-moving first quarter. No score. 2.5 to go. Second and 7 officially from the 8-yard line for Scott City. King sweep play right side. Winterland will cut it inside. Inside the 5. Lanes forward. Touchdown, Scott City. He just snuck in on the right side. Winterland is 6th touchdown of the year. And it's 6-0 Beavers. 2:24 to go first quarter.
So Brandon Winterland would make amends of his earlier fumble on the opening series of the game for Scott City and score from 8 yards out there with 2:24 to go first quarter. In a 6-0 lead, the Alexis Reyes PAT was missed wide left, and so Scott City only led 6-0 at that point. But then, the ensuing kickoff, Scott City would surprise the Colby Eagles.
Here's the approach and the kick.
It hits a
Colby Eagle returning back off the tee, and Scott City recovers it at the 48-yard line. Reyes kicked it badly off the tee. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it worked to hit the leg of a Colby Eagle, and the Beavers have the ball at the Colby 48-yard line.
And yes, it even caught Tim McGonigal by surprise there on the kickoff there. Scott City recovered the ball eventually at the Eagle 49-yard line. Betts would only go 3 plays and out. They would stall at the Colby 45 and would punt, only a 7-yard punt, to the Colby 38-yard line with less than a minute to go in the second quarter. Colby would come down and score on that drive. We'll pick up with that in the second quarter as we continue on here on WesternKansasNews.com with the Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers. Scott City leading 6-0 after the first quarter.